you know, we still got a lot to play for ourselves, and so we're going to go out there and play hard. We want to get home field throughout, and Houston happens to be the next team on our schedule, but we're not going to take them lightly. We're going to go out there and play hard, expect them to give us their best shot.
Is this beginning to become a special season for you, just you individually, 15 years in the league now, the team's doing good. Is it starting to kind of feel it?
You know what? I think when the season's over with and you have time to think about everything that went on, it'll probably mean a lot more than it does at the moment. You know, we're in the playoffs. We got the first-round bye. It's a huge accomplishment for this program from where it was just 4 years ago. A lot of guys played a part in it. I just happen to be, you know, blessed to be one of those guys. But, you know, we're going to continue to stay focused 1 week at a time. We got a lot to play for in the next 2 weeks and 3 weeks. And we'll see what happens after that.
How nerve-wracking was that experience in Houston last year?
I don't even remember it. I know Kerry had a big game that game, but I'm not one of the types that actually knows what's happening. Games. I don't even know the scores of our own games. I just know we won or lost, and that's it. So it's kind of like you just kind of move on. It's the next game.
What about the bowling league that Amont has going? Are you in that
account? You know, I think they're afraid to ask me because I probably wipe plans up with them. But I don't know that they are aware of my bowling talents. But
what's your average?
But back in the day, I don't know. You know, I was a pretty predominant bowler when I was in New York, and I was probably averaging low 200s.
Would they play a different game in New York than you would here, a little bit rougher?
Well, it just depends on what kind of lanes you have. You got the synthetic lanes versus the real hardwoods, and you know, you got to make sure you have the right ball and everything.
You own your own ball?
Absolutely.
Own shoes?
Yes, I do. Own ball shoe. Got my spare ball. Got everything, but they don't know about that. I got to be, you know, the old school guy.
Are you slighted they haven't asked?
What?
A little upset they haven't asked you?
No, you know, I think I just show up one day and just surprise everybody and just kind of wipe everybody up. So. But Loper's a pretty good bowler, too. I don't know if anybody knows that. He claims he is. We have to match off, you know, face off. So.
At this point in the year, with the way you guys are playing, the record you've got, the things you're playing for, is it now more fun than ever?
It's any time you put yourself in a position to get in the playoffs and know that with 3 weeks to go, we've already secured a first-round bye, you have a lot more fun with it. Again, though, we need to win another game to get closer to have the home field throughout, and of course you got to win the first one to get to the second one. But it is special. I think guys just locker room understand how special this season has been and how much more special it can be if we just continue to focus on getting better each and every week.
Of all the games you guys play for your Mr. Adams, this is the one game he wants to win. Has that been related to you guys, or just
you just kind of know that this franchise coming from Houston and then you know Houston, you know, Mr. McNair getting the franchise down there, and then of course the whole thing, the way it played out with Vince Young coming here and not going to Houston and things like that. We understand how Mr. Adams feels about it, but yet, you know, we got to go out there and worry about what's going to happen in the locker room and on the field, and obviously we want to win, and if we do, it makes Mr. Adams that much more happy. Maybe we get Christmas bonuses.